Hello, teacher mama. I wanted to say good morning, but it may not be morning when you're listening to this. So, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening to this, I hope you're having a great moment in time. Or sometimes, you know what? I tend to go to podcasts sometimes when I need to like kind of transition or calm down. So, if this is an episode where you're just like, oh, I need to focus on something else for a minute, so I'm turning on a podcast, I hope that this episode serves you well because I have listened to it 3 times now. And I'm not one to like re-listen to things. I don't really enjoy like listening to things over and over again, but this is one that has been really beautiful, I think. It is a conversation, a coaching conversation between Ashley and one of our coaching clients. And we got special permission from her to use this coaching call as a podcast episode. And I'm so happy that she agreed to do this because, like I said, it is just, I feel like so many of the things that Amanda talks about in today's episode resonates with me. It resonates with so many of you that we've talked with that it's a beautiful example of what being a teacher mom looks like, and also the struggles that we have as teacher moms that are pretty universal. And also a beautiful example of what we do in our coaching. So, what you're going to hear today is just part of a coaching call. As a reminder, our coaching calls are 25 minutes because we want to be very mindful of your time. So, what you're going to hear today is just a portion of that 25-minute call. When I cut off, the last bit of that call is coming up with a plan that is unique for Amanda. And I felt like that's really private. I'm so grateful that she was, so gracious in letting us use that coaching call as a podcast episode, because like I said, I think it is going to resonate with you. I know it's going to resonate with you. It resonated with me so much listening in to it, and then I've listened to it 2 more times since then. But when we get to that part where we're making a plan, it's individualized. And as a teacher, we make individualized plans for our students. And this was an individualized plan for Amanda. And I'm going to leave it that way. I think it's important to leave it that way. So, if this really resonated with you, when you get to the end of the call, just know that that wasn't the end. We did continue on. They did continue on. They did make a plan. And it's been so fun. Amanda is in our Facebook group. It's been fun to communicate with her over there as well and hear about how her plan is going and how she has felt more at peace. You're going to hear that a lot in this episode. This idea about feeling at peace in her home is something that was really important to her. Just that peaceful feeling. And she's been able to get that with the plan that they created, that Ashley and Amanda created together in this coaching call. So I hope you enjoy. I know actually that you are going to enjoy listening to this, and I will see you on the other end.
Do you wish you could stop using up all your patience and energy in the classroom so that you have some left for your own kids when you get home? Are you sick of coming home to a constant mess and never-ending to-do list that it feels like you're working a second job? Are you ready to turn off your teacher brain at the end of the day so you can transition into mom mode? Welcome to the Teacher Mamas Podcast, where you're going to learn time and stress management strategies and routines so you have the energy to pour back into your family and the things that matter most to you. Hi, I'm Roberta.
And I'm Ashley. We are both wives and teacher mamas with a combined 28 years in education. We've both been that exhausted, overstimulated, and stressed out teacher mom, and we both brought way too much work home, struggled with keeping up on house chores, and did zero things we enjoyed outside of school. We realized that if we were going to live more energetic and balanced lives, we needed to learn different routines and time and stress management strategies. So we created a plan that made teaching, momming, and wiping easier and fun again.
If you're ready to find time for yourself, your family, faith, and home, go grab your favorite drink, a notebook and pen, because we are about to dive in.
Hey, friend. So you have to eat and feed your kids every day. Kind of a no-brainer, right? But you hate trying to come up with meals night after night that your family is just probably going to complain about anyways. You're also sick of meal planning taking up so much time. No, 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 teacher mama. Our live monthly meal planning boot camp is going to fix this problem for you because we are going to teach you how to meal plan like we do, the steroids version, 30 days at a time. You won't need any fancy equipment or planners unless you want a fancy planner. And you just need to show up live on March 11th at 7 p.m. Standard Central Time with your personal calendar and three different colored markers and a super sweet workbook we provide you. Time will no longer be an issue for you because you only have to meal plan once a month now, saving you up to 3 hours each month. And we're going to show you how to never run out of meal ideas. So come over now to theteachermamas.com/bootcamp. That's theteachermamas.com/bootcamp. So we can show you how to save time, energy, and brain space each month by getting that meal planning out of the way. Already gone through all the introduction stuff with you, Amanda. So we'll just get kind of into it here. After reviewing your intake form, I know you've been teaching for more than 10 years. You're in second grade. Mm-hmm. You've done all the subjects. And you have two kiddos, 7 and 12. What fun ages. And
most of the time.
Yeah. I think that's how we all feel, right? And then you do have a husband at home that you share responsibilities with, housekeeping and kid responsibilities as well. So yes. Anything else that you would like me to know that would be helpful?
Okay. I don't know. Just life. I mean, we're busy. Like, a church is a big part of our life too. So, that kind of plays into the whole time management, balancing, you know, things, ministry. My husband has a pretty large part in our in the youth ministry at our church. So, you know, that affects, not in a bad way, but it affects the family too, you know,
right,
as far as what we do, when we do it. So,
mm-hmm. Of course. Awesome. Yeah. Good to hear. Love to hear that. Okay. On your intake form, you said the number one thing that you hope to get out of this call is time management and organizational ideas. And I think specifically for like after school, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. With my school day, and that's the thing. I think that's the thing for me. Like, during school, I have such a specific plan of everything that's going to happen between 8 o'clock and 3 o'clock. And then once 3 o'clock hits, it's like, okay, what do I do now? and I know the things I have to do, but like, I feel like sometimes I just like sit and I'm like, you know, you have to have that like decompression time, I guess. Right. But like, I don't know. It's just hard to keep going once I sit down because I'm not sitting down at all day. And then it's like, oh, and then I get kind of lose track of what I need to do. And, you know, I don't know. So being able to have like a specific plan, and each day I feel like is a little different, you know, as far as what we're doing after school too. So especially like my daughter plays softball, in the spring. So like even between like the fall semester and the spring semester is different for us, you know? So it's, I can't like, I feel like I can't set up a plan that's specific. That's like, I can do this exact stuff every day. Like I can at school, you know? So it makes things a little more difficult to decide when and prioritizing and all that lovely stuff. So,
yeah. Awesome. Okay. So you would probably say then, if I'm hearing you right, like the things, what's preventing you right now from getting that stuff done is you're just kind of feeling a little exhausted after school. Like you've been go, go, go all day long.
And then you don't really have a plan for when you get home. And so then you get kind of stuck. Am I hearing you right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because I feel like even when I get home, like, I'm just like, I just need to sit for a second. And, you know, and then it's like 20 minutes later. And then I'm like, okay, what do I need to do now? And then, you know, I just get so frazzled. I just feel like it's a little overwhelming too. And I'm the kind of person that, like, if it's too overwhelming, I'm not going to do anything. Right. So it hinders, you know. And then, like I said, I added on to that, like, when there's other things that are going on, you know, it's not just like a normal schedule, then it makes it worse for me, I guess. And I did, I will tell you, I was like June, I started on medication for like ADHD, which is probably part of my problem. But that has helped, but not enough for me to like feel successful across the board. So,
right. Well, Roberta also struggles with that. Yeah, I know you've listened to the podcast and she's very open about that. She has ADD, ADHD as well. And I know lots of teachers and lots of adults in my life that have it as well. So I totally hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. So how would it make you feel if you could get more of those things done around the house, like when you got home and you had a plan and those things got done instead of just sitting down and feeling like you have no idea what to do because you're overwhelmed? How would that make you feel?
I feel like I would, well, like when I get home, let's say like specifically like the laundry, like, you know, my husband helps. I told you my husband helps out a lot at home. So like he'll do laundry, he'll wash clothes and then, but then they'll like sit on, in a pile on the couch for a week, you know, and it's like when I walk in the door and I see all the things that have to be done, it's so stressful. So I feel like if I had a plan where a little bit was getting done each day and things were more in order, I would feel like I'd come home and I wouldn't feel so overwhelmed and I'd be able to do those little things instead of all these like large looming things like the huge pile of laundry on the couch and, you know, the kids' rooms, you know, and even like making sure I'm keeping up with them. Like, I don't even like my 12-year-old, she can, both of them can clean their own room. But like for me to like, I won't go in there and be like, okay, just pick up those few things. And then it's like, it ends up being a disaster. And, you know, so even like keeping up with their end of it, I don't know. I just feel like my life all around would be more peaceful if I could, you know, have that balance. And our relationships like in the house would be better because, you know, me nagging everybody all the time is not good. And then my husband gets a little stressed if, you know, he feels like he's having to do most of it sometimes, you know, and it's hard. I don't know. I just feel like I can see in my mind, like when my house is in order and when we are, you know, our time is managed well, like it's so peaceful and I want that all the time. And I feel like sometimes I'll start it and then all of a sudden it just like falls apart and I'm back. We're back where we were, you know? So, yeah.
Well, I mean, if it makes you feel any better, like a home is a home, right? And so like, it can never be 100% perfect all the time. And I do this too. And I have to remind myself, like, yes, I have all these things in place, but we also live here too. And, you know, like my kids are 6 and 8. And so they're still learning, like picking up, like we just, our floors just got cleaned and my son just got rice all over it tonight. And I'm like, okay, now you get to pick all the rice up, you know? Yeah. So it's, I totally hear you. Okay. Awesome. This is all great. The first question I would like to get into is, what are the top three things? We're just going to stick to three in this call that drive you crazy the most. What around your house would you like to accomplish like during the week?
I would say number one would be, and it's like everybody, like not putting things back after they're done being used. Like if, and I will say we do have a lot of extra stuff and a lot of the time not a lot of the time, but some of the time, some of the items don't have a specific place, but a lot of the time, most of the time they do. And I feel like I'm always either like telling somebody to pick it up or I'm just doing it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of my problem too, because I'm like, I don't want to pick up after you today. Like, and then it becomes, the mess grows, you know? So I think that's my number. The biggest thing is just me having to feel like I'm nagging, you know, like, get this done, do that, pick up your shoes, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that, I think, just like the picking up after, and we've tried the 15 minute thing, like, everybody just take 15 minutes and get your stuff, and it has helped. But again, I'm not 100%, haven't been 100% consistent with that. Mm-hmm. To keep up the peace, I guess. So I would say, like, things not being where they're supposed to be.
Okay.
Because then when I'm looking for them, they're not there. They're usually in my daughter's room. I can't find them. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. That would be one. Definitely keeping up with laundry, like being able to do like a load or two, just, you know, each time instead of tons. And then my kitchen, like just having a clean, like our kitchen table, we have an 8-foot kitchen table, and we have like a 4-foot space most of the time to eat, because, you know, people come in and we just set things on the table. Mm-hmm. So I think keeping that cleaned off, and like, because those are like the two main areas, like our living room and our kitchen, I feel like are the two main areas that like we obviously spend the most time in as a family. So to have space and to not feel like things are closing in around us would be fantastic. Sure. Keeping up with those things, I think, would be, if I could have those things done, you know, regularly, then I would feel like more at peace for sure.
Perfect. So, what do you feel and where do you feel it in your body when these three things are not done?
Well, I didn't know this feeling until I didn't realize what this feeling was until a couple of years ago. But like, it starts like in my gut, I guess, and it like rises up in me. And I never knew what that was until a couple of years ago. And then I was like, oh, this is anxiety. That's what it feels like. It gets to the point, like I don't like lash out at anybody, but I feel angry. Like I feel angry at myself. And like, so it just, you know, it's that like guttural, like just, you know, and I just get angry at the situation. Like I've let this happen again. And then like for my kids, I'm like, I've allowed them to do this again. And I'm not being a good example to them. So I would have to say, like, in my body, it's like, just like a stress, like anxiety feeling, like, I don't want to say nausea, but like, it's like guttural, if that makes sense. I don't even know if that.
Yep.
If
sure that, does. You know. 100% get it. Okay. And then how do you feel and where do you feel it when these three things have been completed? Like maybe it's been a while, but like think back, like when was the last time stuff was tidied up? Not perfect, but just like, you know, picked up. And then like maybe your kitchen table looked nice and your laundry was managed. It's not necessarily 100% done, but like it's being managed.
I know like the weekend after Thanksgiving, I decorated our living room and for Christmas, and everybody else was outside. My husband was decorating the house outside and my kids were outside playing, and I was in here by myself, and I spent hours just like really cleaning in the living room and then decorating. And like, after it was all done, I guess like it was like my brain, like my mind was just like, you know, and I sat on the couch and had we have like a fake fireplace. I had that going, and it was just like, and the Christmas lights, and it was just like my mind wasn't thinking about all the things I had to get done. It was just relaxed. Like it was, again, that peaceful feeling. And it was just like, I can breathe. So I would say like in my mind for sure, you know, and just being able to like feel like I'm not suffocating. Mm-hmm.
Wow, y'all, wasn't that a beautiful conversation? I smile every time I listen to it because I see myself in the things that Amanda's talking about, and I'm sure you do too. So just remember that we did go on, Ashley went on to help Amanda come up with an action plan, and it was an action plan that Amanda felt good about. She felt good about, she followed through with, we checked in on her, and she's over in our Facebook group continuing to be a beautiful soul over in that Facebook community. So if this really resonated with you and you're like, you know what, I would really love to have one of these calls too, go to theteachermamas.com and find our coaching. Again, it's a 25-minute call and then a second call to follow up. And it's individualized. So we help you work through what it is that you want, how you want to feel, what you need, and we help you come up with that individualized plan to get there. Okay. Teacher Mama, I hope you had a fantastic day. You're going to have a fantastic day. And I will see you again in a few days on Monday for another Mindset Monday.
Hey, Teacher Mama, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It lights us up to know this podcast is helping you.
Also, please share this with a friend who might need it today. Okay, time to go spend all that extra time we have with our families. No more stressing out over schoolwork that didn't get done before contract time. We'll meet you back here in a couple of days for another episode.
Bye.